Well, Wildflower, he says, I'm so glad you called.
He's been anticipating this moment for what feels like forever. Are you still in Florida? She asks. Is this a bad time?
No, it's perfect. I just got back into town about an hour ago.
How's your mother?
Much better. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Me? I'm fine. She hesitates. I was thinking maybe you were right, that it's time we give this another try.
No maybes about it, he says,
eager to nail her down.
At least on my end. How about Wednesday?
Wednesday is good.
Great. Are you familiar with Anthony's Bar, over on Boylston? I know it's usually crowded, and it can be pretty noisy, but...
Anthony's is great, she says, as he knew she would. Crowded, noisy bars are always a woman's preferred place to meet. He smiles at the woman sitting across the table, notes the tears now wriggling freely down her cheeks. He checks his watch, making no move to wipe the tears away. Anthony's Bar is where he met her less than 2 hours ago. He's being rude and insensitive.
Say 6 o'clock,
he says into the phone. 6 is good.
No more last-minute cancellations.
I'll be there at 6 on the button.
No!
His dinner companion shouts unexpectedly.
Don't!
He is instantly on his feet, his hand swiping across the table to slap her hard across the face. It connects with such ferocity that the chair to which she is securely tied, her hands handcuffed behind her back, teeters on its hind legs and threatens to fall, causing the noose looped around her neck to tighten. He watches as she gasps frantically for air. Another minute of flailing uselessly about, and she will likely lose consciousness. He's not ready for that. He isn't done with her yet.
What was that?
The woman calling herself Wildflower asks.
What was what?
He asks easily in return, walking around the table to steady the chair, then covering the frantic woman's mouth with his free hand.
Oh, probably just the TV. Some guy getting the shit kicked out of him. Excuse the language.
A second silence. He can almost feel Wildflower smile. Are you going to tell me your real name? She ventures.
I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours,
he replies flirtatiously. A lie. He never tells any of the women his real name.
Although I gotta say, I kinda like Wildflower.
Then suppose we leave things the way they are for now.
Till Wednesday, then,
he says. Till Wednesday.
Looking forward to it.
He returns the phone to his pocket and removes his hand from the woman's mouth.
If you scream, I'll stick this steak knife in your eye,
he says calmly, brandishing its serrated edge in front of her face. The noose around her neck is now buried inside her flesh. He doubts she has enough air to scream, even if she were so inclined. Still, he'd underestimated her before. She'd been so easy, almost too easy. Mesmerized by his beautiful exterior, she'd gone along with his every suggestion, agreeing to leave the dark, crowded bar to enjoy a home-cooked dinner in his apartment, then eagerly sitting down at the small, round table with its white linen tablecloths already in place, not comprehending the danger she was in until her hands were handcuffed behind her and the rope was literally around her throat. She'd tried so hard, been so compliant, going along with his silly game of pretending they were on a real date, answering his stupid questions, even offering up a few of her own, undoubtedly hoping to save her life. And even when she recognized this for the pipe dream it was, when the phone call convinced her that she was simply one of many, that there was nothing special about her, and that he was already moving forward, who'd have thought she'd have the gumption to try warning his next victim? He admires that. Not that it matters. He resumes his seat at the table and calmly finishes his meal, careful to chew each piece of meat 30 times, as his father used to insist. He hopes she won't do anything stupid, something that will make it necessary to finish her off quickly. He wants to take his time with her, show her he's more than just a pretty face. He smiles, hoping to convey that she has his full attention. She deserves that. But even as he lifts the last piece of steak toward his lips, his imagination is already leaping ahead. To Wednesday, and the woman who will be his crowning achievement, Wildflower.